From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. American colleges and universities are facing more and more competition for international students. That's especially true because immigration rules since 9/11 have made it more complicated to study in the U.S. A case in point, Canada. It has just announced changes in its immigration policy to attract more foreign students. The U.S. is still by far the destination of choice for hundreds of thousands of foreign students, but as NPR's Anthony Brooks reports, some educators say that reputation is under threat from abroad.
Canadians' message to foreign students is something like, come on in.
The tone is that Canada is welcoming of international students.
That's James Fox, president of the Canadian Bureau for International Education. He says the new rules will allow foreign students to work legally in Canada while they're earning their degrees and after. International students will be allowed to work off campus while completing their studies, and after they graduate, they can stay and work in the country for up to 2 years. The old rules were similar to current immigration laws in the U.S., which allow foreign students to work only part-time on campus during the school year and only 1 year after graduation. There are some 150,000 foreign students at Canadian colleges, compared to almost 600,000 in the U.S. But Fox says the decline in the number of students choosing the U.S. offers Canada a chance to reach out to new customers.
I don't think they have any particular problem with officially necessarily with the U.S. foreign policy so much as the practicalities of trying to deal with getting a visa. So this certainly is an opportunity for Canada.
And an opportunity for students like Michelle Besesser-Shing from Trinidad, who's a student at Carleton University in Ottawa. She says the new work rules will make it a lot easier to cover her tuition, roughly $9,000 a year. And she says the new policy is another reason she prefers studying in Canada than in the U.S.
To be quite honest, I'm not fond of the policies that are currently being implemented in the States right now. Just for an example, I have a cousin who lives in the States, and he appears to look like someone from the Middle East, and he was stopped in the airport and questioned. And until his identity was verified, he was then allowed to continue. And that is not something I'm willing to endure. So it was much easier for me to choose Canada.
That kind of anecdote feeds perceptions abroad that foreign students are unwelcome in the U.S. So do complicated post-9/11 student visa requirements that often result in long delays.
I think the United States needs a strategy to be more attractive to foreign students. Our reputation needs repairing.
Vic Johnson heads NAFSA, the Association of International Educators, which co-authored a study at the end of last year about the number of foreign students in the U.S. It found that for the first time in more than three decades, that number is declining. Johnson says, meanwhile, countries like Canada, Britain, and Australia are adopting strategies to recruit foreign students. He argues the U.S. should do the same, even if it still has by far the largest share of foreign students.
We cannot assume, as we have in the past, that we will always be the favorite destination of foreign students because we always were before. You know, Detroit used to think they would always buy our cars because they always did. And a generation ago, we almost lost our auto industry because of that attitude, and we don't want to repeat that same kind of mistake.
Johnson says Canada's initiative to liberalize work rules is a good idea that the U.S. should consider. He also says the U.S. needs to get the word out that it wants foreign students. Alan Goodman, president of the Institute of International Education, believes that's already happening. Goodman says global demand for higher education will ensure that the numbers of foreign students in the U.S. will rise again. And he doesn't believe that Canada's gain is the U.S.'s loss.
Canada has about 85 colleges and universities. America has nearly 4,000, so we have more capacity than any other country. And the demand is going to grow for coming here, for going to Canada, going all over the world.
Goodman says in an expanding market, the more all countries do to make it easier for students to attend college, the better. And while many foreign students will look elsewhere, names like MIT, Harvard, and Yale still represent the gold standard of higher education in the U.S. and abroad. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.